Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of In Your Head with yours truly. And as usual, I've got another banger episode for you today, so stay tuned. Right now, I want to discuss these fires. I don't know where you guys are at. I'm out here in Simi, and it is fucking ridiculous. Between the smoke, the ash, and the Santa Ana winds, it has got me fucked up. You guys, please make sure you're doing your part out there not to contribute to the fire, not to add more fuel to the fires. Please do not throw lit cigarettes out your car window. Please do not throw the rest of that joint out of your car window. Save that motherfucker for later. Unroll it, stick it in a pipe, and smoke it later. It is not worth it. True California residents know that October, November is notoriously known for fire season. This year is no exception. Please make sure you're doing your part not to contribute to it. Those of you that want to help out and want to support or donate, I strongly encourage you guys to go seek out your local donation center. As you well know, people lost lives. They lost their belongings. They even lost pets. Anything that you guys can do to help out, please, I encourage you to go do so. It is fucking ridiculous out there, you guys. Please be careful. Let's jump into today's episode. As you guys know, I'm still going over all these emails. Please keep them coming. I fucking love them. I love everything about them. I love the fact that they keep the show fresh. I love the think outside the box concepts you guys come up with. Please keep them coming. The biggest one I'm going to go over today is dreams. I've got so many requests when it comes to dreams about me dissecting them, me going into them, talking about how I feel about them and how they play into my life, which I'm definitely going to do on today's episode. The second thing I'm going to cover is babies. Yes, babies. Another hot topic out there. People wanted me to talk about babies and whether or not they have a stronger connection psychically because they're so young, untouched, unjaded, and so pure. 100% yes, I strongly believe that. I got a couple of stories of, when it comes to babies I'm going to share with you. The third thing I'm going to go over in today's episode is pop culture. But you guys, please tread lightly when it comes to that. I mentioned that Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande comment on the first episode, and some of you guys acted like you knew them personally and were kind of offended by what I said here. I don't know them. I'm just calling it as I see it. I will do my best to make sure that I'm not coming across from a shitty level or, you know, making fun of them. I'm just going to call it as I see it. I hold no connection to either one of them. I actually don't give a shit about them, but people wanted to know more about pop culture. I decided to go with them. That's where it's at. I'm going to do that again on today's episode. Also, a huge request coming in. I don't know whether or not it's because we're both gay and we're both outspoken, but people really want me to speak on Perez Hilton. I'm not going to go and throw shade at that man. He's actually paved the way for bitches like me, so shout out to him, but I will call it as I see it, and I will unravel Perez Hilton a little bit on today's episode. I follow him. He follows me. I don't want this getting back to him, you know, and making it look like I was talking shit. And if Perez, if it comes out that way, please hit me up and let me know. We can discuss it. I am not throwing shade. I'm not meaning to be disrespectful, but people want to know more about you. I'm going to give it to them. So let's do it. Let's jump into it. First topic of the day is dreams. Do I believe that dreams are intuitive or they can be intuitive to people? 100% absolutely. I always tell people that have high-level jobs or high-stress-level jobs that a good majority of you fuckers end up getting your intuition in dreams. You guys are so busy throughout the day doing what it is that you do. I'm going to give a good example right here. Christina, I love you. I'm going to throw you under the bus yet again on today's episode, not in a negative way, but my girl is so fucking busy. She is a lawyer. She's an attorney, a phenomenal attorney at one of the biggest law firms in Los Angeles. Kicks ass on a daily basis. This girl wakes up at 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier, every fucking morning and does not hit the pillow till about 1 or 2 in the morning. That's how committed she is to her job. That's how fucking busy she is. So it's no wonder that she doesn't have time to check in with herself and figure out what's going on with her personally. A good majority of the time it plays out in her dreams. She has very, very vivid dreams. I'm going to bring Virgos in, but I'm not going to shit on you guys, believe it or not this time. I'm actually going to commend you on your vivid imaginations. A lot of times you fuckers are so busy throughout the day that, again, you don't have time to check in. I'm going to throw astrology into there. So please, my astrologers out there, I am not a master astrologer. I dabble in it. So if it sounds funny, I'm sorry, but a lot of times Virgo people go throughout the day with their third house way of thinking, the very material way of thinking, the lower mind, and don't have a lot of time to expand on the higher mind when it comes to themselves. So a good majority of the time, Virgos have such vivid imaginations that it plays out into their dreams and it actually tells them a story about what's going on. I strongly encourage you guys to get a notebook and a pen and keep it by the side of your bed so that when you wake up or that you're woken up out of a dream, that you can run right to that pad of paper and that pen and write down what it is that you get. if you're a lazy ass like me and were visited by ghosts like this William Cooper who had zero patience for me and actually bitched and complained for me to get up and get a voice recorder, please go do so. He knew what a lazy fuck I was. He knew that I would forget what it was that he told me by the time I reached over for the pen and wrote it down. He was like, you are so lazy, get a voice recorder, which is what I did. I have so many recordings when it comes to that man about what it was that he was telling me. That was the best advice that he could possibly give me. So if you're not a note taker, get a voice recorder, but your dreams are trying to tell you something. Try to figure out what it is. If you guys need help, you guys know how to get a hold of me, please reach out for a reading. I love interpreting this shit. ChrisMedina.guide. I'll give you all that juicy shit at the end. But yeah, if you guys are wanting to know more about dreams, let me help you out with that. But I'll give you a good couple of examples of how they work with me and how they work with other people. So back up here, back to Christina, what I said about her everyday way of thinking versus her higher mind. A good majority of the time, she doesn't have time to check in. So I always tell her, what are your dreams telling you? Don't discount your dreams. As vivid and as far out as they may seem, let me know, write them down so we can go over them and I can tap in and see what they're trying to tell you. For somebody like me, that's a psychic, that's a medium, that's naturally intuitive, I get hits throughout the day. My higher mind is always on. I'm always getting hits, whether it's for me or other people, it never fucking stops. It is a treat for me when I dream and I get dreams, or I'm able to dream and get hits, because it usually pertains to me or it's very personal to me. That's when I'm able to tap into myself through my dreams. And I mentioned before, growing up, I spent a lot of time alone. I spent a lot of time sleeping. I was a huge Freddy Krueger fan. Dreams were something that I wanted to dabble in since at a very, very young age. So that's exactly what I did. I learned how to master my dreams. I learned how to control them. I learned how to bring people in. I learned how to change the flow of it and even how to wake myself up out of it while still staying aware of what's going on the outside world. I know it sounds like it's fucking psycho and it's weird and it's all over the place, but it is true. I mentioned that on last week's episode when that alien came to visit me. I knew something was going on in the material world, in the everyday life, you know, through a dream. That's how in tuned I am. So again, for somebody like me, it's not fair to tap in and talk about my dreams or to talk about the hits that I get, because again, they're very personal to me. They usually mean something. I'm going to go into it really quick here. I reach out to my guides and I ask, you know, this is great. You know, what else do I need to do in order for me to reach the next level? What am I still holding on to that has to do with my old life? Anything that I need to get rid of, even old ways of thinking or memorabilia, whatever the case may be, let me know. So I said that right before I go to sleep. You know, I meditate before I go to sleep. I ended up falling asleep and I had this dream that I was in an apartment complex, and it was during the day and it was very, very spread out. And I look and I see my grandmother there. This is my mom's mom. She died back in 2006. Her and I were extremely close. Me and my mom had a huge falling out when I was like 14, 15, and I ended up moving out and moving in with my grandparents. So I spent a lot of my teenage years at my grandmother's house growing up. I spent a good majority of my younger years there too, but to actually live there on a daily basis was something completely different, and I loved it. I loved being there. I loved being close to my grandmother, my grandpa, and my cousin, the one for the 150,000th time that I'm trying to get on here that's also psychic. Her and I shared the same bedroom, extremely close, just like brother and sister. So it was a very, very good time for me, and I miss it so much. I miss my grandmother. Her and I had an amazing relationship. She is not your everyday grandmother. I always reference her to George Lopez's grandmother. He's always making fun of her and talking shit about her and how mean she was. My grandmother wasn't mean, but she had an amazing sense of humor, and I spent a good majority of my teenage years thinking that my name was fucking idiot. That's how she would address me. Not in a negative, demeaning sort of way, just in a funny way. She would also make fun of me being gay, calling me sissy, you know, when it came to certain things, just flexing her humor, and I love her for it. Nothing fucked up about it. So it's a no-brainer that she would come to me in the afterlife to kind of do what she's been, you know, what she did all along, which is to guide me. I'm sorry that I'm on this rant here, but it ties into my story. So again, I had asked my guides, what do I need to let go of? My grandmother appears in this dream. I ask her, you know, what's going on? What are you doing here? And she said that she wanted to talk to me and that she had heard that I had asked, what do I need to let go of? What am I holding on to still? And I said, okay, well, what is it? And she said, you're holding on to your mother. And I had said, what do you mean? And I said, don't tell me that she's dead. And she's like, no, but you need to let go of that pain there. I know that you don't want to talk to her anymore, and I know that's probably the best decision for you. She also went in a little bit more further. I'm not going to go into detail about it. It's kind of personal, but she showed me memories that had happened between me and my mother and the pain and all the bullshit that happened. And she had mentioned that I needed to let that energy go, that it no longer suited me, and that as much as I say that I don't care about her and that I'm not allowing it to affect me, that I do, and I need to let go of that pain there. So she said, I'm going to bring your mother in here. And I asked her again, are you sure she's not dead? And she said, no, but this is as good as it's going to get. Just hear her out. And I was like, okay. And she gave me a kiss. She said she loved me and she left. I turn around and my mom's standing at one of the doorways of the apartments. And I go up to her and I'm like, hey, how's it going? She said, good. And I asked her, I said, do you want to talk about what happened? And she said, no, I just want to walk. Do you mind walking with me? And I said, no, not at all. So we started walking, we started talking. She asked how my kids were doing. I said they were doing great. She said she missed them and was talking about my daughter because she's really close to her, asking, you know, how things are going with her. I said she's still smart. You know, she's got a good head on her shoulder. She's, you know, killing it in school. She said, that's good. She never really said sorry to me. She just wanted to let me know that deep down inside that she was sorry, but it wasn't going to come out that way. And my guides, my grandmother, knew that it wasn't going to come out that way. And the bottom line was that I just had to learn to accept it and to let go of that low-key hate that I had of her. Because as much as I said that I didn't care, I really did care. I had a seething hate for her and all the bullshit that she put me through and all just like the backstory to her and I. In the dream, I looked at her, I hugged her, and I said, well, it was nice talking to you, but I need to leave now. And she said yes, that she had to go too. I woke up. You guys are going to think it's corny as fuck, but it's not. I woke up, and when I tell you that feeling was gone, it was gone. The burning sensation that I had for her in the pit of my stomach, the hate, the low-key anger, the low-key aggression was gone. I felt peace. I felt different. I felt, when I tried to think about the bad stuff, I didn't feel anything there but the past. I don't know if that makes sense to you. All I felt was the past. I didn't feel the need to delve deeper into it and to bring up the bullshit that came into play between her and I. It just was no longer there. And I tried, and my guys were like, what are you doing? Are you trying to build that hate up again? I was like, I just want to make sure the feeling is actually gone. They said, it is gone. Let it go. And so from that point, moving forward, this was 2015. We were already in that shitty house that I told you guys about in Salem that I hated. I was already living there. So that was about the end of 2015 is when that feeling came in. It was gone. I remember waking up and telling Jay about the dream. Jay has his own issues when it comes to things, when it comes to my family and the way that things went down. So he was, you know, kind of like, you're not going to go back there, are you? And I was like, no. I told him what had happened. He said that was amazing. He said, how did that play into it? I told him what had happened. He said, it's probably the best news he's ever heard, that he's so glad that you know, that came into me, that I got the confirmation that I needed. He was like, this is a for sure sign that you need to move forward. I took it the same way. Loved everything about it. Move forward. Like I said before on the first episode, I don't have any hate there. I just don't have anything. And my grandmother came to me in that dream to let me know that it was okay to do so. She also comes in whenever I'm feeling depressed, whenever the weight of the world is just at its all-time high for me. It's starting to wear me down. There's bullshit going on in my personal life. As I told you before, I lost a lot of shit over the last couple years. I lost my security. I lost my comfort. I lost friends. I lost family. A lot of doors were closed. Those doors needed to be closed, not to be opened up again. I was just having a hard time letting go. So again, they came in, they got rid of everything for me. They stripped me of everything that was no longer suiting me. A lot of bullshit was starting to hit me at this time. The psychic stuff was being a little bit more intense than usual. I was getting more and more hits when it came to, you know, conspiracy theories, government stuff, even different religions. I remember one time, this is not a dream. I'll get back into my grandmother in a second, but I remember one time as I'm going through these changes, as I'm evolving, as I'm growing here, I'm watching TV in my room. I've mentioned before, I don't sleep. I'll probably sleep a total of 4 to 5 hours a night. That is it. That's probably all that I need. So I'm up, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching TV. I'm not stoned, by the way. And the bedroom that I had these ugly sage green walls, and anything that was brighter than that, you would be able to tell. It would stand out like a sore thumb. I'm watching TV and I start to see the wall morph. Yes, the wall morph. The wall starts crumbling in a little area on the side of the wall. I'm looking at it at the corner of my eye. I'm not looking at it head on because I feel like something's going to come through it. I didn't feel the need to worry. I just felt like you're going to get a message. I know that sounds scary. I know that sounds freaky. Again, this is not a dream. It's wide awake. The wall starts to open up and I shit you not, please do not think I'm crazy. This blue head came out of the wall. It was, it seemed to have like a feminine type of energy. There was no hair on there. The face was completely blue. It was like almost like a sky blue or earth blue color. No hair. I couldn't see, I could see like the facial features, the nose, the eyes, the mouth. I couldn't make anything out distinctive, like a race or anything like that. The person was blue. She came through. This is when I looked over towards her. I looked over my right shoulder and I stared right into her eyes. And she looked at me and she smiled. And she said, "I am the Divine Mother. I came here to witness." And I said, "Witness what?" And she said, "You." And she said, she looked at me, she smiled again, and she said that she would be back. She went back into the wall. The wall was normal again. Tripped me the fuck out. So I'm dealing with all this stuff here. I'm getting all these things coming in to visit me. It's too much. It's starting to take a toll on me as a person, as regular Chris, as my material self. I'm not sleeping well. I feel like I'm not in control of who I am. Whenever I'm feeling sad, I need to let it out. I get in the car, I unload by, you know, listening to all the sad songs you could possibly think about to get me to cry, to get me to mourn it out, to let it go, to let it escape. I come back home, I'm crying, I'm shaken up. I'm like, oh my God, you know, like I've lost so much here. Thoughts of suicide start coming in. Thoughts of wanting to give up come in. I fall asleep. Before that, I had my tantrum. I told you before, I have a designated shirt that I put on that I rip to shreds when I'm having this tantrum. I have a pillow that I scream into. I do not hold back when it comes to tantrums. This is short of me fucking someone's house up, fucking someone's face up. I take it upon myself to decompress on my own, by myself, with nobody else around. I highly encourage it for those of you that have a bad temper that would normally take it out on somebody or somebody else's property like me. Have your tantrum in private by yourself. Do not be afraid to let go. Tear the shit out of that shirt. Scream the fuck into that pillow. Bite the pillow if you need to. Whatever it is that you need to do to get it out, get it out. So yeah, back onto the dreams. I fall asleep. I'm crying in my sleep. I can feel myself crying on the outside as I'm dreaming. My grandmother comes into play. I'm at her house again. She's not there. I'm walking through the house that I was raised in. I'm looking at everything. And in this dream, there's a black cat that crosses my path. And I've told you before, black cats are a sign of transformation, evolution for me. It is a karmic sign. My guides know when they throw a cat in there that I get what it means and I know what's coming. So I saw a cat under there, under the couch in the living room. It crawled under there and it was just waiting there, just looking at me. And I'm looking through the house and the house is back to normal. My cousin, the one that's psychic, owns the house now, and it is not the way that it looked like when my grandmother was alive. My grandmother would be rolling over in her grave if she saw the way the house was now, but in this dream, the house was back to normal. It was decorated the way that she had it. Walking to the house, nobody's home. I hear a car pull up, and it's my grandmother. And I know that she knows that she is only here for a limited time, that she only has a certain amount of time to speak to me and to deliver the message. She gets out of the car. She's got a whole bunch of trays in her hand, like food trays. And she walks up. She's like, "Can you help me with this?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Where the fuck were you?" And she was like, "Oh, I'll tell you when we get in the house, but take this in." I said, "Okay." So I take all the stuff into the house. We get into the kitchen. I'm helping her unload it. I see all this fucking food. Side note, my grandmother was a phenomenal fucking cook. The way to get to me was to fucking feed me. She knew that I was a huge fan of her food. I would literally sit in the kitchen with her, watch her cook food, help her dish it out. Loved everything that she made. She decided to make it that comfortable for me again in the dream. There was everything that I wanted in the dream. There was huge platters of food. There food that she cooked. She was her potato salad was fucking amazing. That was there in the dream. I'm talking to her. I'm like, where were you? And she looks at me and I can tell that she's a little embarrassed to tell me where she's at. I'm tapping into her and it is my grandmother. She is back from the dead. She is here to deliver a message. I know her. I know her soul, her essence, her presence. I know everything about her and it was her. And I was like, "What is all this food from?" And she goes, "Oh, well, you know." And I'm looking at her and I was like, "Tell me." And she's embarrassed. And I was like, what is it? She's like, "Well, I'm taking a food class." And she's like, "Don't laugh at me, you idiot." I said, "I'm not laughing at you." I said, "Looks like you're doing a fucking amazing job." I said, "Can I have some of this?" She said, "Yeah, make a plate." She's like, "But make sure you leave some for your cousin. She's going to be hungry when she gets home." I said, "I will." So we're talking and she said, "Let's go outside. I need to talk to you now." And I was like, "Okay." And we get outside and she looks at me and she says, "You know that I'm only here for a little bit." And I said, "I know." And I start crying in the dream. I'm going to try my hardest not to cry right now, but she had said, "Don't give up. I know it's hard." And she called me Mijo. She said, "I know, Mijo, it's hard. I know that you're going through a lot right now and I know it's overwhelming, but you got to stay strong. You got to do this. don't give up. I wish I could be here for you, and I wish that I can be here when you wake up, but I am always with you. Make no mistake. I am here to support you. Don't give up. And she hugged me, and she pulled me close to her, and as fast as it was, is as fast as she went away, I woke up, was bawling my brains out. Didn't mention this. I should have mentioned this a second ago, but she looked so beautiful. She chose to pick a time in her life where she was absolutely amazing. And this must have been in her early 30s. Her hair was black again. It was long. It was the way that she styled it. She looked so happy. Her face looked amazing. I woke up crying. I woke up and I knew that it was her. I knew that it was really her. I could still feel her energy on me. I knew that it was time to get up and that I was safe and that I was guided and I was protected and that I needed to do this here. People in my family would think that's crazy because of her character and who she was. And they'd be like, oh my God, like God would really send her back. 100% they did because they know how much I love her. She came in. That's the second time she came in. She came in a couple other times just to let me know that everything was good. That's how my dreams are. That's how important they are to me. They are very personal to me. What I cannot pick up during the day ends up coming in the form of a dream. And I am very, very aware of it. I love it. I hardly ever dream. If I do dream, it's just about normal everyday shit. It's nothing that's significant. But when I do dream significantly, it is huge just like that. That's how my dreams come into play. As I mentioned before, a lot of times people are not connected to their dreams. Figure out what it is that they're trying to tell you. If you are somebody like my friend that doesn't have time to think throughout the day, really, really hone in on your dreams. They are trying to tell you something. That's probably where your intuition lies. That's probably where you are your most strongest is when it comes to your dreams and it comes to the subconscious. Don't disregard it. Don't discount it. Even the bad shit. If you are constantly having negative dreams of people coming out there to get you, you're dreaming of zombies. What is that telling you? That is telling you that somebody that you're feeling that you're being attacked by everybody out there. Why are you feeling that way? What is your insecurity when it comes to it? Are you afraid that you know, are you looking at everybody pass you by and you're feeling insecure about who you are as a person and you don't have the chops to do it or whatever? Figure that shit out. And if you can't figure it out, go to a dream expert. I don't have a degree in it, but I consider myself an expert when it comes to it. Hit me up or hit somebody up that delves into that shit. But your dreams are telling you something. They are very powerful. They are just as intuitive as your everyday way of thinking. Start tapping into it. And again, if you can't get up and write your dreams down, get a recorder. It is so simple. Turn that motherfucker on and start speaking into it. When I play back the recordings that I had with William Cooper, you can tell that I just woke up. I am rambling about shit that I'm like, what the fuck? There's even accents of mine that I'm doing on these recordings that I'm like, how the fuck did that come into play? It will trip you the fuck out. And if you are someone that really wants to get into the meat and bones of it, try recording yourself when you are asleep. But beware. You are probably going to pick up some crazy shit. There's always orbs that are hovering over your body when you're sleeping. You're probably going to hear sounds when you're sleeping that are not of you. So if you're somebody that really wants to get into it, try recording yourself when you're asleep and let me know how that turns out. I bet you you're going to get something when it comes to that. I hope I did you justice when it comes to dreams here. I can go on and on. There's so many more stories that I have here when it comes to that. I just want to scratch the surface when it comes to dreams. I want to save all the stuff for future shows. I mean, I can't give everything all at one time because how the rest of the show is going to come out. But yeah, that is dreams. Anybody wanting to know more, anybody wanting me to delve a little bit deeper, definitely reach out. Another good example when it comes to dreams, and this is going to tie in babies. This was about, I'd say, a few years back, my sister just had a baby. I am all about babies. Any of you guys that know me on a personal level know that babies are everything to me. I love the energy of a baby. If there is a baby in the room, my ass is right next to it. I am holding that baby. I am talking to the baby. Babies love me and I love them. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing exchange of energy when it comes to babies. So as I mentioned, my sister just had a baby. I flew out to LA. I was living in Oregon at the time. Flew out to LA to go see him. So I'm introduced to him and I immediately fall in love with him, right? No, without a doubt, without hesitation, immediately fall in love with him. Establish a connection with him. He starts to get older. We are still very close. I read him when he was a baby. I knew what he was looking for. I knew the type of energy that he had. I knew how to take care of him psychically and what he was looking for as far as comfort. I know that sounds weird, but he's telling me all this stuff. He's tapping into me and I'm reading his mind. And yes, it's a baby mind. Just go with me on it here. But I'm picking up what's comfortable and what's soothing to him. I had told my sister, she's like, oh my God, he's a pain in the ass when it comes to falling asleep. And I said, let me tap in and see what's going on. And I made the same recommendation to a celebrity friend of mine as well. And I had told my sister, I had said, you know what? He remembers being in the womb. I said, I'm seeing him inside your stomach, paying attention to what's going on in the outside world. It's almost like his ear is placed on your stomach, listening to what's going on. It's soothing to hear the vibrations of the outside world. And that's what he used to fall asleep when he was in your stomach. He fell asleep to the outside noise going on. He hears the car radio. He hears the voices out there. It's very soothing to him. I said, let me try with him. She said, okay. So I picked him up and I was like, you want to go to bed? And he just like looks at me and I pick him up and I start holding him and I start humming on his ear, not right directly in his ear, but on the side of his cheek, making my way up toward his ear. That's a very sensitive spot to people. And I start lightly humming. I just start singing and humming in his ear. His eyes perk up. I'm looking at him and his eyes perk up. They're really wide. And he starts to unwind. His body starts to relax. And no joke, no shit, he falls asleep standing up in my arms. My sister was blown away. Her husband was blown away. Everyone in my family was like, what the fuck? And I was like, he remembers that sound. It is soothing to him. So the next time you put him to sleep, just make a humming sound in his ear. She's like, what do I do? Go with me, you guys. This is all that I did. Just like that, over and over again, repeating myself. I know that sounds weird, but he liked it. He remembered it. Soothed the shit out of him. He fell asleep. From that point on, that's what she would do to get him to go to sleep. Fast forward a few months. I don't think he's even one at this time. I think maybe he's maybe one. I'm still living in Oregon. He's still living in California. I have this dream about him. In this dream, I'm walking around and I'm looking and there's this house and there's toys all over the fucking house. They're all over the floor. I'm making my way and I know that my nephew's here for some reason. I'm like, I'm trying to find you. Where are you? And I start walking through the house and there's this little bedroom door that's kind of halfway open. And I was like, you're in here. So I start walking towards the door. I open it and there's even more toys on the floor. And he's looking at me in the middle of this room and he starts crying and he motions with his hands for me to pick him up. And I was like, where's your mom? And I was like, are you here alone? And he starts shaking his head. He knows what I'm saying in this dream. He is aware. And I was like, are you okay? And he said, yes. And he's holding on to my the sleeve of my shirt, not wanting me to let him go. And I said, I'm not going to let you go. Don't worry about it. I said, what are you doing here? What do you want? And he taps in and he tells me, no joke again, you guys, I don't want to stay here. Please tell my mom I don't want to come here. And I was like, okay. And I was like, is this a nanny? Is this a babysitter? And he said, yes, we went to go see her. I don't like it here. And I said, okay. I said, I'll tell your mom. I said, go back to sleep. Get some sleep. I will tell her. And woke up just like that. On my way to work that morning, I would always talk to my sister while I was getting, you know, on the way to work. And she was getting ready for work too. So that's the time that we would have our conversation. And I had called her up just like clockwork on the way to work. And I had said, hey, I know you're going to trip out. I said, and just, you know, go with me on this one. But your son came to visit me in a dream last night. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, he came to visit me. I said, I don't know what you were doing yesterday, but if you want to go look at a house for a babysitter and you're thinking about changing babysitters, the house that has a bunch of toys and shit all over the floor, he doesn't want to go there. And she was like, what? And she's a Virgo. So I thought she was going to give me some shit. And I was like, what do you mean? What? I'm like, did you not go there? She goes, wait, tell me more. And I was like, yeah, I said, I had a dream with your son in there and he was in this bedroom. I said, it was a tiny room. I said, and the door was halfway open and he's sitting on the floor and there's a whole bunch of toys around him and he's crying in the middle of the floor, wanting me to pick him up. And I asked him what was wrong. He had said for me to tell you that he doesn't want to stay here at this house. And she was like, really? And I said, yeah. I said, whatever the house is, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the vibe there. He says it's dirty and he doesn't even like the lady there. And she tripped the fuck out. She's like, oh my God. She's like, you're going to fucking die. And I was like, what? She goes, we went to a house yesterday. He did not want me to put him down. He was holding onto my shirt for dear life. And I said, oh my God, he was doing the same thing in the dream. She said, he really did go visit you. And she's like, what do you think that means? I'm like, I don't know. I said, you know how I am with babies. Babies are really close to me. He just wanted to reach out. I said, and I know that he knows that I love him very much and that he knows I'm connected to him. So to make a long story short, she didn't go do it. So yeah, let's jump into babies. Again, I am highly connected when it comes to babies. For whatever the case may be, they love me and I love them. I remember when my daughter was conceived. I don't know if I told this on the show here, but my guides had reached out to me. This was back in like 98, 97, and told me that I needed to have kids, that the next step would be having kids. I was not on my path. I was still doing the insurance industry and doing all that stuff. So I was like, what do you mean have kids? And they tapped in and they showed me that I was going to have a daughter. They showed me exactly what she looked like. They showed me her hair, her chubby cheeks, her features, everything about her, even like what she was going to look like, and told me that it was time to have a baby. So to make a long story short, while my kids' mom was pregnant with my daughter, at the time, we didn't know it was going to be a little girl. And I am the one that's getting morning sickness. I am the one that's sicker than a fucking dog. I shit you not. I knew the very next day after the deed was done that she was pregnant. And I called her up the next morning because I was sicker than a fucking dog. I was throwing up. I could not get the taste of saliva out of my mouth. My mouth kept producing it for some fucking reason. I kept spitting. I was just, ugh, it was disgusting. I called her up the next morning. I said, I don't feel good. I said, you are pregnant. She basically called me a fucking weirdo. I was like, we just did it. There is no fucking way that you would know that. I was like, trust me, I know. As the weeks start to go by, I'm losing weight. I'm getting even more sicker. I'm not feeling well. When it's confirmed that she's pregnant with my daughter is when I start gaining weight back. I start getting more insight to my daughter. My daughter starts really coming into play here, really started telling me about who she was and what she looked like. I started tapping into her hair, her chubby little cheeks, how she was going to look. And then it came time to pick a name. And we were like literally a couple weeks away from the due date and we had not picked a name. I had gone over all these crazy names. I was thinking about naming her Eve. I was thinking about naming her Sky, just all these weird names coming into place. And I kept, as I was driving down the street, I kept seeing the name Faith, Faith Christian Church, Faith Baptist Church. Faith Evans would come on the radio and would start singing, and her songs would come on, Faith this, Faith that. So I said out loud, is that the name that you want? Do you want the name Faith? And I felt a good connection to it. I felt strong. I felt a vibration. And I was like, okay, so we're going to name you Faith. And so cut to a couple weeks later, my daughter is born. I'm sitting there in the hospital room. It was so fucking traumatic, not only for the mother, but for me. I had never experienced anything like that. I thought I was going to fucking die between the smells. Yes, the smells. I don't know if it's a smell of blood or flesh. I don't know what it is, but I can smell it like a fucking hound dog. I was so grossed out. Just the whole experience was bizarre. Seeing their mother in so much pain and like witnessing everything that's going on, all, you know, even the birth and the baby coming out was just a traumatic experience for me. But it was well worth it. They ended up putting my daughter on that little table where the lamp's at, you know, to kind of, I don't know if it's to heat them up or whatever the case may be. And I look down at my daughter and she's looking at me. Her eyes are wide open as a brand new baby. And I don't know if she's staring right at me or she just feels me. But I talk to her and I look at her face and I'm like nose to nose to her. And I said, there you are. I said, I'm your dad. And she grabbed my face. Everybody in the room can vouch for that. And she put me towards her mouth and it's like she gave me a kiss. From that point forward, her and I were so connected. I just felt a strong bond to her. I have a really, really good friend who's a celebrity stylist. She's a phenomenal stylist. She actually moved out here to see me a couple months ago. That is Allie Levine. I love this woman to death. She is an amazing woman, an amazing stylist, an amazing entrepreneur, and most importantly, an amazing mother. She is a brand new mother and she is so fucking good at it. I just love everything about her. I got introduced to her little one. Her name is Amelia. She's so observant that when she talks to somebody or when somebody's talking to her, she is looking right in their eyes, making the connection. She's not making a connection like an adult would, like I'm talking to you eye to eye. She is picking up your intention behind your eyes. What is your true intention? She's picking up on your mood. She's picking up on the tone. That's what she's doing. And I remember holding her, and as I'm talking to Allie and her husband, Justin, shout out to you, Justin, love you. An amazing man, amazing husband, and amazing, amazing father as well. As the adults are all talking, I'm holding little Amelia in my arms. Never want to let her go. She's looking at me, talk to her daddy and her mom, and she's trying to move her face to look at my eyes. I see her, and I could pick up her energy, and I look at her. I was like, "Oh, you want me to look at your eyes?" And she looks right into my eyes, and as she's doing this, my third eye starts throbbing. It is pounding. It is going crazy. I know that little girl, you little Amelia, I hope you hear this when you get older. I knew that you knew what was going on there. The reason why I know that, baby, is because you put your little forehead to my forehead everybody saw it. Everybody witnessed it. She kept her forehead there and she started smiling. I knew that she picked up on my energy. That's how close babies are to that realm or that energy there, because they're so pure. They don't know any better. It's a pure energy. They're not jaded. They're not thinking about other things here. They're just taking in the moment for what it is there. And she definitely felt that. She is an amazing baby, an amazing soul. Again, I can go on and on when it comes to babies. I love them. I am actually thinking about having another child. I know you guys think I'm crazy that, you know, I'm already in my 40s. You know, why would I want to start over? I just love them. I am a natural parent. There is nothing that I would not do for my kids. If it was up to me, I would be a stay-at-home dad. I just love everything about raising them. I'm very, very hands-on when it comes to my kids. That is babies. Again, there are so many more stories when it comes to babies. There's also, I'm going to be a little scary here. I'm going to go into negative energy when it comes to children and past life energy. I know people don't want to hear that. I'm going to tread lightly. I don't want to offend anybody out there, but there have been babies that I have read that had negative energy, that had the soul or the intention of the person that they were before. I know it sounds weird. I know babies are supposed to be fun and full of light here, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they carry that negative energy with them, and you can look at their eyes and you can tell there's something unusual about them and the way it's going to play into their life there. I've experienced it with family members as well when it comes to their kids. A couple of kids I'm just not close to. Their energy is all over the place. It's negative there. I know a couple of you guys out there are into the same shows that I'm into, like Forensic Files, Autopsy, HBO Autopsies, and those types of true crime shows and, you know, and things like that. Whenever those shows are on, I cannot help but read the victim. I can't help but read the killer. That's how involved I get. And there was an HBO autopsy show where this woman had, I don't know how they didn't stop this bitch, but she must have had like 10 or 12 kids, and every one of those kids died. They contributed the death to SIDS. And she even adopted a black child. She was Caucasian. All the kids died except for this kid. They said the reason why was because it wasn't a natural child of the mother there. So whatever was going on, whatever was causing the SIDS or the death in the children, it would skip that child because it was not blood related to the mother. The black kid ends up dying. They're like, what the fuck? And then it definitely starts raising eyebrows here because that kid is not connected to them in any way, shape, or form other than adoption. And so they started looking into it. And they find out the mother, she suffers from some disorder where she craves the sympathy from others when it comes to her kids being hurt or the death of a child. She loves that sympathy and she'll keep doing it over and over again. So as they were showing the pictures of these dead babies, me and my son are sitting there and we're watching this. I had him watch it with me. Again, he is a little bit of a medium himself. And I specifically had him sit down there with me because I wanted to sharpen up his skills and to see where he's at psychically. So him and I are sitting there and we're watching the show. And he's starting to get uncomfortable when they're showing the baby's pictures. My son isn't one of those kids that's getting uncomfortable because he's bored and he wants to go do something else. He just is like feeling a little strange. So I pause it on one of the pictures and I ask him, what's going on? What's wrong with you? And he was like, they look weird. And I already know where he's going at with this. And I'm like, what do you mean they look weird? And he's like, are babies supposed to look like that when they're first born? And I was like, what do you mean? And I don't know how he knew this, but he knew that, you know, babies get their pictures taken when they're first born in the hospital. Maybe he thought about his baby picture and my daughter's baby picture where they're completely swollen and their eyes are practically closed in their pictures. But these babies looked alert. It looked like they were almost looking into the camera. It looked like they knew exactly what was going on, like they were not newborns. He picked up on that energy. And I had told him. I said, I'm going to talk to you. I said, it's going to sound a little scary. I said, and if it does, just let me know and I'll stop. He said, okay. He said, what? And I said, those babies knew they were going to die. They knew they had one more shot here and that their lives were going to be taken away from them and it was going to be short here. That's why they look so alert. They weren't really meant to be here. And he's like, what the fuck? And I said, look at them. I said, that is what you're picking up on. So he was able to tap into that energy there, being able to pick up on the babies, knowing that there was something off with them. I still pick up that type of energy to this day when it comes to people out in public when they have kids there. I can just look at a child. It actually happened the other day. I forgot who I was with, but I looked at a baby and I said, that child, I think I was with Christina. I was like, that child is going to be a handful when it comes to his later years, when it comes to him growing up, especially when he gets into school. There's going to be something about his temper or about his his mannerisms, it's going to be a little bit off your watch. And I remember her saying, wow, you pick up on that? And I'm like, yeah, I pick up on that type of energy. I can tell when someone is a bad seed, or when they're, you know, when they're going to have a miserable life. People ask, you know, what can you do? I don't get involved. That is the soul's mission. That is the soul's purpose. I know that sounds weird, but there's just something negative about that energy there. There's something that I can't interfere, or that my guides will not allow me to go down when it comes to them. I just leave them well enough alone. They have to go learn their lessons on their own. And what they came here to do here, I can't interfere. Again, there's just something off about it. I don't want to get involved. I'm just a little bit scared too when it comes to it. So I don't know, call me a pussy, but there's definitely boundaries when it comes to that sort of thing. And it's not my place to tell a parent or, you know, that child, this is what your life is going to be here, X, Y, and Z. They have to learn that on their own. So hopefully I did you justice when it comes to babies and their type of energy. I know I'm talking a little fast here. Again, I want to get everything out there. I want to also save stuff for future shows here. I don't want to give too much out at one time and then have nothing to talk about. So let's jump into pop culture. Again, you guys, do not give me shit when it comes to this. I went over that Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande topic on the very first episode. People lost their fucking minds, thought I was talking shit. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't like her. I don't give a shit about her music. I just think that she is just, call it her age, I don't know what it is, but I think that she's two-faced. I think that she's completely different in the way that she comes across there. She's just got bad energy. We can save her for another episode and talk about her affiliation when it comes to the Illuminati or the powers that be and what she has to do in order to earn her spot or solidify her spot in the game there. She is definitely... Again, I have nothing nice to say about her. We're going to leave it at that. Thank God her and him are not together anymore. You guys can think whatever it is that you want. We personally don't know them. Again, just as it is your opinion, it is my opinion. I happen not to like her. You guys happen to like her. We'll leave it at that. Pete Davidson, I feel like they're not done with you as well. Please keep your head up. Try not to get yourself involved into shit. Set your boundaries. Try to say no as much as you can. That is it when it comes to those two there. Justin Bieber. That poor kid gets a lot of shit, but what do you expect? He was brought into this game at an early age. He was promised the world. That fucker is a Pisces. He knows no fucking boundaries. He definitely plays into what it is, into what he gets himself involved in. He has a hard time saying no. I feel like he doesn't want the popularity or the bullshit taken away from him, so he'll do whatever it is that he needs to do in order to stay on top there, even if it's at his own detriment. I would love to start healing his mind. I don't even think he knows who he is anymore. I feel like some of that light that he once had as a kid has been kind of dimmed a little bit. He's gone through so much here, but there's nothing that he can do about it. You're going to ask about this Haley Baldwin chick. I don't know who she is. Don't give a fuck about her. Is the marriage going to last? No. I think that it's going to get to the point where his demons are going to get the better of him. She's going to want to bail. She's not going to be able to stick it out there. So we'll wait and see what happens there. I think it's a PR stunt. I posted something on Twitter and all the people that follow it, all the shit, were talking shit about it, saying, oh, it's not a PR stunt. They're really in love. Bitch, you know them as well as I do. So we'll keep it at that. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. Do I think it's going to work out? Nope, not a chance. Let's see what else when it comes to pop culture that I want to bring up here. I'm really not in the loop when it comes to it. I don't know anything that's going on out in the rap world right now, other than what's going on with, like, you know, Nicki and Kim and, you know, Remy and Cardi, all that bullshit with the Met Gala and the Harper's Bazaar, where Cardi threw her shoe at Nicki. The fuck did you think was going to happen? I mean, you keep fucking talking shit and running your mouth to somebody that plays in the streets, and you're going to get the streets right in your fucking face. I kind of wanted to see her knock the shit out of her. I know we shouldn't promote violence here, but again, this is someone that's notoriously known for talking shit. And when it was brought to her face, the one thing that came out of her mouth is, I'm standing right here, back up against the wall, not doing shit. We know what she's about now, which isn't much. But yeah, I don't know anything else that's going on. So I'm going to tap into Perez Hilton. A lot of you guys reach out and want to know my thoughts when it comes to him. Honestly, when he first came out, I thought he was a fucking mess. He was all over the place, and that is understandable. He came in at a time where gays were starting to really be accepted and really were given opportunities that weren't given to them even a couple years or a few months before he came on the scene. So he actually was one of the first ones to start this revolution here, or start really tapping into becoming a gay icon here. I mean, we had, you know, tacky people like Bobby Trendy come out there, that little bitch. Who else? Ross Matthews is huge out there, but Ross Matthews was more playing it safe, more friendly. Perez Hilton didn't give a fuck. He called it as he saw it. He is an Aries. he is all about being direct, even at his own detriment there. So when he first came out, I did not like him. I was like, you need to tone it down, honey, here, but I know exactly where you're going with it. So you go do you. I had this dream with him in it. Perez Hilton came to me in a dream, and no, we do not know each other on an everyday basis. We don't have each other's numbers. We're not friends. We're not even associates. We just know of each other. But he came to me in this dream, and I was interviewing him on a show. Maybe it's going to be my podcast. I don't know. But so I'm interviewing him in my dream, and he has a black eye, and he's upset, and he's talking shit, and he's yelling at me, telling me that it's unfair, that, you know, violence is not the answer, blah, blah, blah. And I tapped into him in the dream, and I was like, but you called him a faggot. And he was like, what? That doesn't give him the right to hit me. And I was like, but he is a straight man. Just because you are gay and just because you are feminine does not mean you are a woman. At the end of the day, you are still a man. Know your boundaries when it comes to shit talking, and realize that just because you are gay does not give you carte blanche to do whatever it is the fuck that you want, especially when it comes to straight men. So you've got to be careful with it. He's like, but does it mean he needs to put his hands on me? And I said, and you know what? You called him a fucking faggot, a straight man, well, known to the public straight, a straight man, a faggot. That is not going to go over well. You're lucky his whole crew didn't jump in there and beat the fuck out of you. I said, what did you think was going to happen? That's the dream. Woke up the next morning, getting ready, still working in the insurance industry, making my coffee, have TMZ blaring on in the living room as I'm getting ready, and Perez Hilton comes on, and he got punched in the face by Will.i.am for calling him a faggot. I knew this was going to happen. I knew of this before it even happened. Call it weird, call it crazy that he would come into a dream to talk to me, but that's what happened. He came in, and from that point on, I became more of a fan, but I really started following him, really started following his journey. Was first thing that I read when I got to work was PerezHilton.com to catch up on the latest gossip. He was, again, definitely a shit talker, but very humorous when he did it. Not a lot of people liked him. I had my, you know, again, I had mixed reviews when it came to him. So fast forward to today and where he's at now. Again, he is a true pioneer for gays when it comes to what he's done and what he's doing. I mean, to cross over and be semi-mainstream. Is he an A-list celebrity? No, but he talks to A-list celebrities on a daily basis. He's definitely earned a spot, and I am not a bitch that's going to come in here and knock him off it or shit talk him. Again, I don't know him personally. Would love the opportunity to know him. Are we two different people? Absolutely. Would we have a difference in opinion? 100%. I don't think that he's ready to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to go in, and this is for you, Perez. I honestly feel at the end of the day, what you want is to be sensitive. I just don't know if you have it in you to do it. I don't know if you have it in you to or have the patience to seek it out without getting upset and without losing your shit over how long the process is taking. Because at the end of the day, you are a sensitive person. You have been in this game for so long that you've grown accustomed to your personality or your persona that it's hard to step away or come around from that. But you also are human. You are also Mario at the end of the day, just like I am Chris at the end of the day. We lead very normal lives here. And if you want an honest relationship, you're going to have to be honest with yourself, and you're going to have to break down these walls that you built up here and really, really take the time to hone in on who you are. The public doesn't have to see this going on. You can be two different people. You can have your persona, and you can have your regular everyday life. And do not worry about the world seeing you as soft. But I feel like a softer you is going to give you more opportunity here. There is no doubt in my mind that you are meant for television and to be bigger than what you are. The only thing holding you back is you and your attitude. You are all over the place. One day you are being emotional, you're being sensitive, and you're all about the cause. The next minute you're ranting and raving, kind of like my show here. But I know who I am at the end of the day. I know what I bring to the table. I am not here beating myself up or, you know, being hard on myself when it comes to certain things, like the way that you are here. There is nothing wrong with you. Learn how to let go. Learn how to let people in, real relationships. Stop settling. Stop worrying that your career is going to be taken away from you. Your career is only going to get higher if you choose to get higher up in life here. You've got to really, really dig deep and come to terms with who you are as a person and not be afraid to truly shine, even if that means letting go of old ways of thinking. You cannot be about this your entire life. There has to be growth. There has to be evolution. And every time that comes into play, I feel like you feel like you're going to lose sight of who you are if you allow that energy to infiltrate. You've got three beautiful kids. That little girl, Mia, honey, when I tell you that girl's going to do something different with her life, she is the one that's going to change the way that river flows in that family. There is something very, very unique about her. I love watching her on your show, on your posts up there on Instagram. Her energy is completely different. You've got kids to think of. You got kids to mold, kids to grow here, as well as yourself. Do not be afraid to let go. Do not be afraid to get sensitive. Do not be afraid to come to terms with who you are. I don't know what it is. I know that you said that you mentioned therapy there for a minute. I don't know what they're doing for you. Allow me the opportunity to read you. Allow me to get deeper here. I don't want to expose everything about you on this show. I'm going to tread very lightly with it here, but I know where you're going. I know where you're headed here, and I would love the opportunity to kind of kick some ideas into your brain there and get you to think outside the box. I feel like you have too many people kind of being the yes ma'am, the yes sir type of energy there and not really telling you what you need to hear. You need to hear what I have to say. You know, at least listen to it. And if you want to call me a fraud or you want to call me a fake or you want to say that I was wrong, we can do that either on my show or your show. I'm fully open to it, but learn how to let go. You are an amazing person that came here to do amazing things. You've already got the platform. Your gay feet are cemented in this industry here. You aren't going anywhere. Allow yourself the opportunity to let go and to grow, my love. Seriously. And if there's anything I can do, please do not hesitate to reach out. I am not going to tell you anything that you don't want to hear. I will definitely give you what you need. Who knows? Maybe we can end up becoming friends. I don't know. But let a bitch in. I'm here to help. I'm not here to take away. Okay? So that is my reading on Perez Hilton. I want to do more pop culture stuff, but again, I don't want to offend people and I don't want to overstep my boundaries. And I definitely don't want somebody from the news or media coming in. I did it with the conspiracy theories and the government thing. I'm real scared when it comes to that. But I mean, Justin Bieber, hit me up. Let's get your fucking brain right. Illuminati, let me just put this out there. For those of you that don't believe in it, you guys are fucking weird. You guys have to believe in it. You guys should believe in it. There is dark outside influences. I'm going to be funny when it comes to it. But Illuminati, if you're listening out there, there is a totally different way to go about doing this. Let somebody like me that's all about positivity and supporting and guidance, let me infiltrate their minds. Let me make it a positive experience for them rather than making it a negative experience for them. Let me tell them what they signed up for here and let me tell them what we can do to put this on a positive note rather than you taking away from them, humiliating them, putting them out there on the news, saying they're suffering from tax evasion, they're having a nervous breakdown, all this mental shit here. It doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to. They can make money for you being happy. If they're making money for you now, can you imagine how much money they'd be making if they were happier and in control of who they are? It doesn't have to be that way. Let me in. Let me do this for you guys. Let me show you guys what you guys are doing wrong. But yeah, pop culture, babies, dreams. I am all over the place again on this episode. You want me to do more justice when it comes to dreams? Definitely let me know. I just want to scratch the surface with this. I don't want to give everything all out at one time here. I got bigger and better things planned when it comes to the show. I'm definitely pitching this to networks. I want sponsors to come in. Anybody that would love to sponsor the show, hit me up. You guys know this show is very important to me. I am going to do my absolute best not to miss a Thursday airing. I'm going to do whatever I can to put it out there on a weekly basis. As you guys know, there's never a shortage of topics on In Your Head. I'm still going over tons of emails. Please keep them coming in. For those of you that want a reading, that you want me to delve into past lives, futuristic type stuff, you just want guidance or insight about what's going on now, hit me up for a reading. Let's get a half an hour in. chrismedina.guide. Sign up for readings at chrismedina.guide. For those of you that want to know more about me, want to see a picture of me, feel free to visit all my social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Psychic Chris M. Again, social media at Psychic Chris M. So until next time, you guys, this is Chris Medina for In Your Head signing off.